Jeremiah 24. Under the type of good and bad figs, the prophets showeth the restoration of them that were in captivity, and the desolation of Zedekiah and the rest. So the heading of King James Version correctly exhibits the meaning of this brief chapter. The fig tree is frequently mentioned in the Bible and is common in Palestine. It is mentioned as early as Genesis. They sowed fig leaves together. The fig tree puts out its earliest fruit before the leaves, the former in February, the latter in April or May. When the leaves are out, the fruit ought to be ripe. The incident of the barren fig tree is closely connected with Jeremiah's prophecy in this place. Jesus, coming up from Bethany to Jerusalem, was hungry, and seeing a fig tree far off having leaves, he came if haply he might find anything thereon, and when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard. The faith of the barren fig tree was typical of that of the nation. And when Jesus was led out to crucifixion and the women in the crowd lamented him, he said, If they do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry or withered? The nation of Israel was by a figure God's fig tree, just as by another figure it was his vine. A nation hath barked my fig tree. He hath made it bare and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. The fruits of the nation under either figure were the determining factors in its fate. Did not Jesus say in the Sermon on the Mount, Beware of false prophets, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. The symbolism of the sixth seal, which depicts the great day of the Lamb's wrath upon the pagan Roman Empire, contains the figure of a shaken fig tree. The stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. All these allusions are in harmony with Jeremiah's visions in chapters 24 and 29, the latter being the reference in the prophet's letter to the captives in Babylon to the vision that he had after the captivity of Jeconiah. The Lord showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord. After that Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with the carpenters and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon, carpenters or craftsmen. One basket contained good figs, and the other bad figs, very bad, so that they could not be eaten. The word of the Lord explained the matter to the prophet. The good figs were the symbol of those who had been carried to Babylon for their good, like Daniel and his companions. And the bad figs represented Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remained in this land, and they that dwell in the land of Egypt, who, though they had escaped for a time, should nevertheless be sent into captivity, and consumed. Like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. And I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return unto me, with their whole heart. We have only to read the book of Daniel to see the historical working out of the figure. Daniel had an heart to know God. And the angel Gabriel comforted him, saying, "Fear not, for from the first day thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard." And Daniel lived to see the beginning of the promised restoration and died with the divine assurance of salvation at the end of the days. On the other hand, the Bible and profane history tell us how Zedekiah and the bad fig class were overtaken by the divine curse, and how the Romans completed the desolation in AD 70 when the Jewish fig tree became withered, so that for ages it has not flourished in the land. But in these latter days, there are signs of revival, and the judgments of God begin to pass from Jew to Gentile.